Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Reverend Jennifer McSween. Jennifer is an ordained metaphysical minister and spiritual psychotherapist turned transformational author and Course in Miracles practice coach. She helps students of A Course in Miracles who are struggling to more effectively apply the teachings of the Course on a practical level so they can experience more peace, healing, and happiness personally and in their relationships and in their professional life. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Vicki. It's a pleasure and a privilege.
Jennifer, and for me and for our audience as well. So if you could tell us a little bit to start for those who have not had the pleasure and enjoyment of getting to know you yet, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life.
Wow. Well, let's see. What I've come to realize or to discover or to understand is that everything about our lives, literally from the moment of conception, the circumstances of our birth that we came into, the experiences we've had, like everything literally is preparing us for our purpose. It's like tools for the trade, so to speak. So when you ask, you know, how I came about my passion, my purpose, I've come to believe that I've been on this path for conception, that there was no other direction for me. And the reason I'm saying this is because what I do, I'm a trained spiritual psychotherapist and recently turned transformational author and coach. And my focus is on the teachings of A Course in Miracles, helping people to be happy, feel more empowered, feel better about themselves, have healthy, loving relationships, and live authentic, genuinely successful and meaningful lives. For me, why I'm so passionate about this is because I was never raised by my mother. I was raised by my maternal grandmother from the age of about 3 months. And it was a very loving environment, and she was very loving as a grandmother. But I grew up having a very strained and unloving relationship with my mom. Growing up, I used to feel issues with self-worth and feelings of abandonment and just not being very happy. And not only did I feel that way within myself, but I also saw evidence of it in my relationships. And I remember growing up wanting so desperately to be happy, to feel better about myself, and to not feel so alone and unsupported. I believe this set me on the path into the field of personal development and getting degrees in psychology and later on metaphysics. And then discovering the teachings of A Course in Miracles that really are designed to help us recognize our true self, to be happy and to feel empowered. And so for the greater part of my adult life, I've been in the field of psychology, counseling, metaphysics, and teaching A Course in Miracles. The central teaching of A Course in Miracles is what is called true forgiveness. And it's forgiveness from a vastly different perspective of conventional forgiveness. Conventional forgiveness, the way it's practiced in the world, is literally sort of letting someone the hook, so to speak, or letting go of feelings of pain and resentment and bitterness that you have because you feel that you have been wronged in some way or you have been hurt by someone. From the perspective of A Course in Miracles, forgiveness or true forgiveness is letting go of the belief that the reason why you feel hurt or bitter or wronged is because of the actions of someone or inaction, that your feelings are not caused by what someone has done or what has happened. So it's about learning true forgiveness or forgiveness from the perspective of A Course in Miracles is about learning to shift your perception of you being victimized or being capable of being victimized or hurt in any way. So I had the personal experience of being healed and becoming happy and feeling better about myself and feeling more empowered through practicing true forgiveness. And this came about back in 2004. Remember I shared earlier that I'd had a very difficult relationship with my mother. And over the years, in my adult years, I felt the relationship had improved. And I thought it had come about because I had forgiven the situation and forgiven my feelings and forgiven her and everything. And so back in 2003, for the first time since I was 8 years old, we were living in the same city, let alone the same country. And she had come back to Montreal after her retirement and immediately fell ill shortly after coming back. And I became basically responsible for her well-being. I found myself just feeling so resentful and bitter that I couldn't show up for her lovingly. And I was really so confused by this because I truly felt I had forgiven everything about this. It's like all those old childhood feelings came rushing back. It felt like an old wound had been ripped open. I was so confused because at this point I had been practicing as a counselor. I'd been teaching the teachings of A Course in Miracles. I had been practicing with clients, sharing with them true forgiveness to practice so that they could experience healing of their emotional pain and the relationships in their lives. And here I was not being able to feel healed and whole. And what I realized was that I had not been practicing true forgiveness, that even though I had been teaching it to my students and sharing it with my clients, I had still been practicing conventional forgiveness. For about a period of 3 months, I was confused, and I remember I would get quiet and go within and ask for guidance. Why am I feeling so much pain, and why is this so difficult? And the thought that kept coming back, or the answer I kept getting, was practice forgiveness. And I remember saying at one point, but I already did that. It was like, I don't have issues with my mother. I help people who have issues with their mothers. I practice forgiveness. I teach forgiveness. And only to realize that I hadn't been, like I said, practicing true forgiveness. And so I did eventually do that. It was like met a physician, heal thyself. I treated myself like my best client, started behaving like my best student. And the result of that was I created or developed a workshop called Forgiveness is the Answer, which I titled Forgiveness is the Answer. And it was about this healing process for me of actually practicing true forgiveness. I taught this workshop for quite a few years, improving upon it from time to time. And in 2017, I wrote a book, the book, True Forgiveness, which was the end result of that. It had been improved upon for some time. I had lived it for quite a few years. I had a much better understanding of how to share it and how to live it moment to moment. And that became the book. One of the key teachings of A Course in Miracles about forgiveness, it says that forgiveness is the key to happiness. Because forgiveness will give you everything you want. Because forgiveness, again, from the perspective of A Course in Miracles, is about changing your perception. The idea is that it's not what happens, but how you look at it that determines the way you feel about any and everything. And so this is why practicing true forgiveness or changing your perception will lead to peace, healing, and happiness.
Wow, that is so beautiful. So for someone who is just on the road to learning about forgiveness and really is intent upon being able to achieve that, maybe in a difficult situation, do you have some tips that would help them get started?
Yes. The first thing, they need to be willing to be open to another perception, to be willing to consider that maybe it isn't what's going on that's causing the way you feel. If you can become willing to be open to another way of looking at anything, it's a start.
Wow, that is really powerful. And you know what is really powerful about that is the idea that we can do something about that ourselves, you know, that it comes from within. Talk a little bit more to that, because I think that that's really important. Some people may feel that that's kind of an impossible journey, but actually it's really an empowering situation that opens up your whole life, right?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, that's the key to everything. And this is why, like I said, the Course in Miracles says forgiveness is the key to happiness. Because if you can get to the place, or if you can be open to the idea that it's not what happens but how you look at it that determines the way you feel, then in any situation, you can change the way you're looking at something that's happening. And if you can come at everything from a perspective of being neutral, here's how I started. What helped me to really put this into practice is to begin looking at everything as bringing you information, inspiration, or instruction. Imagine if every situation in which you find yourself or that came into your life was like a classroom. Because take, for example, if you sign up for a course just because you want to learn something, right? And so the teacher will give you, you will attend a class, you will have teaching aids, you will have a textbook, you will have exercises that you have to do and things like that in order to learn what is being taught. So if we can shift our perception of being in the world or in any situation from seeing ourselves, because the tendency we have is to see ourselves as victims of the world, right? Very often you will hear people say things like, well, I didn't choose to come here, or things happened to me, I just happened to be here. If we can make this one basic shift and start looking at our presence here, the very fact that we're here, look at it as we're in school, and everything that comes into our experience is part of the curriculum. So like any school or course for which you have registered, when you attend a class, you will get assignments, you will have teaching aids, you will have teachers. So start looking at everything that comes into you, every situation in which you find yourself as a classroom. Every situation, condition, circumstance that comes into your life as a teaching aid, and every person or situation that you encounter as teaching you something in some way, then when you find yourself in any kind of a situation, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? If you come from the place, this is a classroom and I'm here to learn, you will ask then, what is it teaching me? What do I need to learn here? What is it leading me to want to do better, want to learn better? And then how do I go about doing that? You will find you have a very different response to everything, because your first response will not to feel victimized by it. And it's the moment you feel victimized when you start feeling pain and loss and suffering. If you can be empowered in any moment to say, stuff is happening here, but I have a choice as to how I'm going to look at it, and you can do that, that begins the process of empowerment for you.
Wow, that is really incredible. And so it's basically taking responsibility for your life, for everything in it, right?
Absolutely. And it's taking responsibility and not blame, because it's an easy trap we can fall into sometimes, right? It's not about blame, it's about responsibility. Responsible for the way I look at it, responsible for my feelings, that my feelings are not caused by what's going on, but because of the story I'm telling myself about what's going on.
That's incredible. So, Jennifer, when you look at the book, what do you hope that people will take away from it?
What I'm hoping is that, first of all, they have a shift in their perception of what it means to forgive, and secondly, that they recognize that through this new perspective, they can truly find the peace, the healing, the happiness that we're all seeking, whether it's on a personal level, in our relationships, or as we go about our lives.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So beautiful. Jennifer, when you look at the work that you're doing and the beautiful book that you've written, if you were to look at it like your legacy, like what you were leaving behind in the world, though it may be way too early to ask that, but at this point, what would that look like for you?
I do feel like what I'm about is about creating a legacy. And for me, what that looks like right now is one of the reasons why I want to relaunch this book is because I feel led to create a 5-book series around the key pillars of the teachings of A Course in Miracles that really are going to be the foundation of feeling empowered, being happy, feeling healed, being the most awakened human beings that we can be. And so True Forgiveness is going to be the first book in the series. So the legacy that I'm creating would include the 5-book series. I'm in the process of launching the online course based on true forgiveness. I currently host a weekly podcast titled Understanding the Language of A Course in Miracles. That's to help, again, students who are studying the course to more effectively practice the teachings so they can more effectively practice things like true forgiveness and the other teachings of healing and empowerment. So that's part of the legacy as well, the weekly podcast. The 5-book series, True Forgiveness, being relaunched, and the next 5 books I would like to complete and publish between over the next year or so. I would also like to create an online membership for ongoing learning, and I'm in the process of landing a TED Talk, which would be about this particular message. And there's going to be an online coaching program for those who are ready to go deep into learning and practicing the teachings of A Course in Miracles in their own life. So for me, the legacy would include all of this.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible to be able to create all that for people, to be able to have that foundation of learning and experience in order to really empower their lives in such a big way. So Jennifer, if people would like to get a hold of you or learn more about all these wonderful things you're doing, these fabulous projects, how did they get in touch with you over the web?
I can be reached at RevJenniferMcSween.com. That's R as in Richard, E, V as in Victor, JenniferMcSween.com.
Fabulous. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all of this wonderful, wonderful information. Again, it's so very powerful.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for having me and for asking me those questions to actually get me to think about this. And I love sharing it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate this.
Wonderful. And for all of you out there listening, if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.